Blog Talk Radio.
And now for our feature presentation.
Even a China Vortex is a fucking banner, hot minute at China, and I don't mean Epsha.
If I could turn back time,
this is bullshit!
If I could find a way,
we're gonna fuck or what?
I'd take back those words that'll hurt you.
Bam!
You'd say,
shut up!
Akasatana, Mayarawa, Ongu Lang Daing. Akasatana, Mayarawa, Ongu Lang Daing. Akasatana, Mayarawa, Ongu Lang Daing.
Pull the string.
One and only, that fearless, that honest man of the people, by the people, for the people and against the people. So let's vote for... Mo, who shall we vote for?
Will the sergeant-at-arms please clear the aisle? Order! Order!
I'll take a steak and french fries.
You're out of order. Get out of here.
The following program is brought to you in living color on Grenache.
We'll be right back.
awesome hour theme.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great week. That your week ahead is full of promise. And may this very program, Possum Hour, set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of Brontosaurus Burgers and Pterodactyl Steak Fries with primordial dressing. Should have been primordial dipping sauce. Note to self. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Dressing not as funny as dipping sauce. Underwriting tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Bitty Mao. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Election Night Extravaganza with guests, curator of the Chester Arthur Museum, and a guy who knows a guy who says he's related to Calvin Coolidge. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chindrable and his guest, noted asshole, Brick Brain Magoon, current spokesman for what's left of the Republican Party. And on Thursday, Chuck Bluster's Gone Tropo. And on Friday night, okay, late. Week's worth. Worthwhile. I'm a-wasting. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
First, a word from our sponsor.
Today, the United States is engaged in a gigantic effort to send men to the moon. For this effort, Pillsbury has developed many special foods. Here is the first one to be made available to the public, Space Food Sticks. To meet the demands of a long spaceflight, Space Food Sticks had to be a compact, nutritious, high-energy food. That's why they make the perfect between-meal energy snack. Energy for hard play. Energy for hard work. Lasting energy to feel alive. If that sounds better than some of the things your family fills up on between meals, you should try Space Food Sticks for good nutrition and lasting energy in a chewy, tasty snack food. Chocolate, caramel, and peanut butter, about 44 calories, at your grocer's next to the instant breakfast section. Space Food Sticks, the energy snack from U.S. Aerospace Research and Pillsbury.
Hey, Space Food Sticks!
You possum push, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on!
you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Beauty. How you doing there, pal?
Doing good. I got a hankering for the space food sticks, though, man.
Do you remember those things, man?
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah. My mom used to buy them.
Yeah?
Yeah. We put them in our lunches, take them to school. It's like fourth grade or so, I guess.
Yeah? I never even heard of them, I don't think. Not ringing bells at all.
My teacher, my fourth grade teacher's husband,
yeah.
My fourth grade teacher's husband's brother was a NASA astronaut, so it was kind of cool.
Okay.
We felt like, you know, we were involved in, hey, man, you know, I happen to be like this here with the hand is. I had a bat mitzvah on Saturday night. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh, geez. I'm resting all day for this thing because I know what these things can be like.
Yeah.
And it was like that. It was crazy, Tom. They rode me like a horse, man. Rode me hard, put me way wet. And, it, you know, then you got the added attraction of the 12-year-old boys who are like, you know, manic, to say the least. But I made it through, made it home. Oh, my God. Had one beer, went to bed. One natty. Ow.
Did it have a theme? Some of these Bat Mitzvahs have themes.
I don't think so. But it was a nice group of folks.
Yeah.
I always enjoy going down there for the bat. I do a lot of the mitzvahs down there. Nice. Right. And what the beauty of it is, it's 10 minutes away from my home.
Oh, sweet.
So you can't beat that with it.
No, not at all.
Branding iron. So anyways, I wake up the next day. I've never been so happy that it was the time change in my entire life.
Why is that?
I got up and I'm like, oh, geez, I gotta get to my gig today, and so many, and then I'm looking at the thing, and I go, wait a minute, it's an hour earlier than I thought it was. Oh, man, guess who went back to bed? That was a beauty. And then I had a grand opening for a supermarket, and they rode me like a horse for 6 hours. I'm pretty beat today, man. Anyway, good to be here. How was your weekend?
It was all right. No biggie.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. I'm going to miss all this political commercials. Going to miss all that. I wish I had the foresight to tape them all so I could play it over.
Oh, really? Over. I know. I think I can recite most of them.
Yeah. I like the one they have now where they're shaming us. The election shame. You see that one?
No.
They're saying that who you vote for is private, but when you vote, it gets updated and all your family and friends can see how often you vote.
Oh.
You're like,
that's
a
commercial?
Yeah. You know, so you don't want your friends and family to see you're not voting. Well, who cares?
I just got a thing in the mail. It said it showed that I voted in all the last elections, and I don't know what the purpose of that was.
Yeah, really.
But they're saying, yeah, you're cool to vote. Go vote because you voted in the last four general elections. But I always vote, man. Got nothing else to do. What are we going to talk about once Uncle Bobo goes to pasture, man?
Yeah, got that right.
Excuse me. Speaking of Bobo, do you ever watch the John Oliver program this week, tonight, or something like that? Last week, tonight?
Nah. I don't have that channel.
It's HBO, and they rerun it on YouTube.
Oh, I should start doing it. Yeah.
He's a funny guy. Very, and sometimes they're extremely informative programs. We do a lot of research. Anyhow, what would I do if Bobo's reelected? GTO asks. I'll tell you what, I'm going to sign up for Social Security right away. Because you're going to bleed that dry in about 6 years if his plan's
I'm glad I jumped on that.
excuse me. He had a show where he pointed out that stupid Lee Greenwood song, God Bless the USA, it's problematic, put it that way. That's Bobo's theme, man. It's out for that. Or comes into that. I don't know. Either comes into that or goes out to that one anyway.
Not YMCA or any of those gay songs he plays.
Yeah. That's one of his faves. But
I'm
this
waiting
one
for
here.
Him to play It's Raining Men.
The Lee Greenwood one. God bless the USA. You know, he cut one called God Bless You Canada.
No shit.
Same song, just changed the words. This was on a John Oliver show. A phony. Phony piece of shit. So
bring out as much money as he can get from this thing.
Well, we're going to have a 2-for-1 tonight, kiddos.
Okay.
We're blaring it all up. Now for your, I wouldn't say listening pleasure, but I don't know, might get a yah-yah out or two. Here we go. Maybe, hopefully for the last time. Lee Greenwood.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up with a kid named Lee Greenwood. Nice looking kid.
Oh, okay.
Didn't look anything like that schmuck.
And I'm proud to be in Canada, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this place. God bless you, Canada.
Oh,
what a phony. You're a phony piece of shit.
From the shores of Nova Scotia to the forest in B.C. Montreal to Winnipeg.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Sadly, the American dream is dead. Bing, bing. I love it. I love it.
Bing, 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 bing.
You know, in the old days, bing, bong, 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 bing, bing, bing.
The bing, bing, bang, bang, boom,
bing, boom, right under the toilet.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again.
You ass!
Just my children and my wife.
You piece of shit!
Thank my lucky stars,
faggot,
to be living here today.
Sound like fucking nigga shit!
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Yeah!
Hold the strength.
That I'm proud to be an American.
The level of stupidity is incredible.
Thank you.
cake.
Hell of a ditty.
Yeah, man. Again, it's the Sergeant Bilko's, what do you call it?
Okay.
Crazy combo.
Crazy combo.
The crazy combo's back. All right, where's that? Where's that new music? Damn it! Shoot. I'll find it. Anyhow. What else going? So, have you voted yet?
Oh yeah, a while back.
Yeah, I figured you already voted. Yeah. I figured you already voted. Everybody, almost everybody I know has already voted.
Yeah. Remember way back when it used to be you can only mail it in when you're absentee.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's still like that some places.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad
you're doing
that.
I was wondering about voter ID. They make such a big deal out of voter ID. If I go down there without my driver's license to try to vote, they're going to tell me to hit the road. Get the fuck out of here. Get your driver's license, you schmuck. Voter ID, man. Who needs it? Show your driver's license, man.
That's right.
Hope says he likes doing it on election day. I just really get a kick out of walking down the street.
Okay.
Past our little suburban houses and dating
walking past all the Trump animals, all the Bobo animals.
I got a Bobo next door and a Bobo right across the street. But I was telling Ope, weird, man. Down at the end of the block, there was Bobo, two big Bobo flags and a Jeebus, his love or something flag.
Yeah.
And the Bobo flags are gone. The Jeebus flag is now flying off the pole, and I'm wondering, like, I kind of remember doing the census there, and I think they might have been from San Salvador.
Okay.
You know, and then they made, like, 73% of Latinos are voting for Kamala. Because of the... Puerto Rican shit last week. Anyway, don't you see him? Just to wrap it all up, did you see him filleting the microphone this weekend? That was the highlight.
No.
I couldn't hear what he was saying, but he was having mic trouble, and he started playing with the mic stand, and then he went down on it like he was. You know.
Oh, this guy. Jesus Christ.
You know what? I'm really not going to miss him.
Nope, not at all.
All right. So here we go. The Possum Lounge. I got some cool music for us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
You got that right. And we missed you last week.
Yes, we did.
She finds the... God Bless You, Canada, song offensive. You? That blew my mind, man.
Yeah.
What you're the fuck?
For every country?
Yeah, I mean, God bless you, Botswana. Yeah. What the fuck? Why not?
Jesus
God bless you, North Korea. From your death camps to your rockets. fuck, man. Anything for a buck.
Exactly.
That's what these guys are all. It's all anything for a buck. It's crass commercial.
Exactly.
Hey, I think next week, man, let's do a tribute to Quincy Jones, man.
Okay.
Because, man, he ran the gamut on musical style.
He was around. Yeah.
He saw them all, man. I mean, he played with them all.
Yeah.
Conducted them all. He was the man. Q. Heck, man, he went out with Julie from the Mod Squad. They were married.
That's right. That's
they got a kid.
Yeah.
Ran out loud. Everybody
was
in the world wanted
thing?
It.
Was that a big thing back then?
What's that?
Interracial couple? Was that a big thing back then?
Sammy Davis had already kind of paved the way for that.
He took the hit for all that, yeah.
But still, it wasn't looked down upon in some circles. I'm looking at you, Uncle Bobo. Anyway. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheek.
We did.
There's Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a share without Dr. Cake. Thank you for coming.
God bless you, America. God bless you, Canada.
Oh, GT's saying it wouldn't be as bad as when Roseanne sang the national anthem. I saw that clip the other day. That's one of the most offensive things I think I've ever seen in my life.
Exactly.
Makes my skin crawl. Yuck.
What the fuck is she thinking?
And then she grabs her crotch.
Yeah,
holy crap. Well, she's certainly calmed down in recent days. That's someone that needs their meds. Holy cow. Yeah. Thanks for coming, Cake. Appreciate it. Loyal Cake. And there's a loyal GT Trenton, our old pal GTO. Strongest man on the internet. He had that, he says in that picture from last week of the three kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
He said that he was the one in the middle. Who's the one in the front and the end? I gave it a lot of thought, actually, GT. The one in front is me, and the one in the back is Dr. Cake. And we represent three original Monday Night FAJ chat room.
Uh-huh.
From which, sort of the very early origins of this program you're listening to right now.
Exactly.
So, that would be good. All right. GT, thanks for coming, pal. I hope your guy loses tomorrow. I hate to break it to you, but holy shit. We're for a rash of boo if he wins. And it's just going to go on as normal, otherwise, you know. They're just going to do what they do. Hopefully, there'll be enough, I don't know. I can't imagine the Republican Party sticking with this guy if he loses again.
No.
Because he's just fucking ruined the party.
I think he did already. They weren't behind him last time either, were they? Why are they behind him now?
I don't know. Remember when he tried to usurp the office and storm the Congress with his minions? All the Republicans said, "Oh no, we can't have this guy in here."
Mitch
McConnell's like, "Oh geez, no."
Exactly.
And Lindsey Graham, "Oh geez." Well, the maggots turned on him, man. Like, Lindsey Graham went to get a plane, and the people were booing him and throwing cookies at him and shit. So he went. So the one guy went down there, took a picture with him, and started repairing the, you know. It should have convicted him in the impeachment. Then he wouldn't be able to run again and be all cool.
I still don't get that. How this guy could be even running.
It's silly. And finally, another vote for the good guys. It's our other pal, our old pal, in the people's eyes.
other people's eyes.
The
ambassador.
Ambassador from Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Always makes me think of the Kansas City Royals, man, when I think of Missouri.
Okay.
What happened in baseball? Something happened in baseball. Oh, our utility infielder got the gold glove for utility infielders. That was kind of cool. No big deal.
Sure.
You know, didn't get you, it's still, you know, $3 for a cup of coffee. But, you know. No,
like
I know what I said
like
today.
Like your letter saying how good you are for voting for Best Forward. Like
yeah. Gold star. Like, get the fuck to work.
You get the hanging on your refrigerator.
No, they said the Veterans Committee in the Hall of Fame is taking up the candidacy of one of my idols from my youth. Yes, my three sons in the background. Dave Parker. Dave the Cobra Parker.
Okay.
Maybe. I hope they don't dangle that and then pull it away because the guy's in real bad health. And geez, you know, give him a...
Okay.
Give him a goodie on the way out.
All right, good. Hope he does.
Yeah. All right, David G. Yeah, it's that big drug scandal, you know, they had in the 80s. The pirate parrot was the coke connection. Everybody was all coked up. It was a bad scene, man. But, you know, it was,
boys,
hey.
Boys will be boys.
The 70s and 80s, man. Shit.
Yeah.
All right. And hovering above the lounge. In his pre-pandemic propelled plastic fantastic flying Duesenberg.
Oh, yeah.
Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Loud.
Oh, yeah. With your super host, Commodore Zach.
What kind of shit is that?
Get a big variety of musical possum hour.
Absolutely, man.
Uh-huh.
And where else are you going to get God Bless You, Canada? Holly Bell, man. What was that? Love is Like a Cigarette. Ivy Anderson. And Duke Ellington. Yeah, Duke Ellington.
Yeah, Duke.
That's high-class shit over here.
Oh, yeah.
He was never like my top favorite, you know, the big band era guys.
Yeah. Great composer.
Great composer, great bands,
yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know, that wasn't, I appreciate his genius and his talent,
yeah,
and all that. But,
The Caravan is one of my favorite pieces.
Yeah.
I love that, yeah.
Hey, you know, Bobo invented Caravan.
Yeah.
He came up with that term. Having a good authority.
Believe me.
Oh, man. We could be doomed, man. You know? It's that close. Could go either way.
Pretty fucking scary.
But I think it could be a blowout on either side, too.
Yeah?
Because of the stupid electoral college.
Yes. I've fucked this over before.
You have a lucky streak, and you put enough states together. Boom, booyah. I think it's more likely she'd blow him out than the other way around.
Yeah.
I think he'll just blow, basically. This weekend on the mic. Halt. Working a mic. Good Lord, man. Guy has no fucking class at all. No fucking class over there. The fuck, man? You got no fucking class. You're fucking with over here. Man, I think I'm going to swear off the booze, man. The hard liquor.
Yeah.
Scotch and that.
Yeah.
Man. Seems like I have one of those, and I'm waking up going, jeez, for the whole day. You know, like, oh, man. That wolf had crapped on my head.
Well, if it ruins your day, yeah.
Stick to light beer. Yeah. Light beer, for crying out loud. Yikes, man. So, my busy month is over. Officially tomorrow. Well, Wednesday. That'll be the end of the streak. Where I worked I only had like 2 or 3 days between gigs. Unheard of. Back to my life of leisure. But now there'll be nothing to... Well, okay, I'll get the whole thing, the election was stolen drama that's going to follow the election. Be able to sit back and enjoy that for a while.
Oh,
you think he's going to lose gracefully and concede?
No way in hell.
Walk away like a gentleman? Really?
He claimed he would while he was doing his french fries.
Sheesh.
If it was unfair, I'm overseas. If it's unfair, that's the big thing.
It's got nothing to do with anything. I got a note here. I'm chewing gum online. Look at this.
Here, go for it.
Bad habit. Oh, speaking of which, man, it'll be 13 years since I quit smoking this month.
13 years. Lucky 13 years.
Can you imagine?
Love is like a cigarette.
I cannot imagine it, man.
That's good for you. Congratulations.
Blaze my mind. The only addiction I've ever beat. Anyway, speaking of beats, I got a special for Super Beats. I'm going to try that Super Beats, I think. This is a commercial. Yeah, they take beets, they make them into little gummies and shit, and eat the beets. And then, maybe get rid of some of this blood pressure going on with me.
So they're gummy in them, too? They're gummy in everything. Gummy beets.
Oh, well, gummy everything, yes. Gummy.
Okay.
Gummy pot, gummy beets. Gummy. Gummy.
There you go.
Gummy. saw this article. They were some of these tooth dentist guys are pulling good teeth to get replacements, to get the money for the replacement teeth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that ain't cool.
And they got snagged?
I didn't read the whole article. I'm lazy. Apple Cheek says she just came across an old pack of smokes. Straight to the garbage.
Ah, there you go. Way to go.
Man, that is such a tough quit. I had a smoking dream this week, too.
Yeah, well, alcohol did that, too. Alcohol dreams.
Yeah. I think you mentioned something about smoking, though, didn't you? Or somebody did.
Right.
I should go have a cigarette. And I was like, and it got in the subconscious. And there I am, halfway through a pack in the middle of the dream, going, oh, no, I'm cool. I just have one once in a while. Let me have another one. Yikes.
And is it so vivid that you wake up feeling guilty? Like you had one?
Fuck yes, man. Like,
and some some people relapse because of that. They feel so guilty that they light up or they drink. Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that for sure, man.
It's that demon inside you. Your buddy.
Well, boy, we're sitting here running our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Totally missed the AI theater. Well, let's go straight on to the 3 minutes.
There you go. Sort of peter that out.
Yeah, let's spin the old wheel. Where's the wheel? All right, here we go, gang.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Whoa. I mean, I got to write the same here, man. Yeah, I can't drink like I used to drink at all, man. Cannot handle it no more. Anywho. It's going to be a good one tonight.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Nonetheless, it's 3 minutes.
We earned it.
You know what? Every 3 minutes is a 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Exactly.
Mind blown, man. You know what I'm saying? On and on and on. Well, tonight is no exception. In fact, the whole show is kind of a waste of time. Think about it. But I appreciate everybody tuning in.
It is.
Get me wrong.
Yeah. They're well aware. Yeah, they know.
Uh-oh. GT was doing shots of fireballs.
He likes his fireball.
A fireball. Cinnamon whiskey. That is.
Holy shit.
Time well wasted. Thank you, Dr. K, sweetheart. All right. Here we go. Ladies and germs and Trekkies. 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Scotty, is it should or not be real?
There's an old saying on Earth, Mr. Sulu. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Scotty, are you there?
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
I'm super pumped.
There you go.
So yeah, you ever see that clip I posted when I was on the Joy Feedback Show with Ahura and Scotty?
Oh, man. Long time ago, I
was in, yeah, I was in the audience. No, I posted it not so long ago. I'm glad they didn't show the clip of me asking the question. I remember looking horrible. You know, 17-year-old with acne all over, you know, wearing a red Star Trek shirt and a derby.
But you weren't a Trekkie.
No, but my buddy was. And he got the tickets to the thing, so we all went. So he and I went.
Oh, well.
That was fun. 1977. Jesus Christ. Got the long hair going.
1970. I had some long hair myself in 77. Did.
It wouldn't grow long, my hair. It just puff up to the side.
Same with me, man.
If you want to know exactly what I looked like in the 70s, just look at Woody Allen and Sleeper.
Big,
that was me.
Big hair. Big hair.
Uh-huh. Just sticking to like dog ears, just sticking out of the side.
Cake asks, what did I miss? You missed the Vulcan Freedom Fighters. They were my MySpace friends. Out of Cincinnati.
Huh.
With all them Star Trek-y songs. Doop, doop, doop. Okay, we got a Halloween story.
Okay.
They're going to come up. There it is. Pakistan, I don't know what their Pakistan-based website, not sure what their motivation was, but they deceived a bunch of folks in Ireland. The website My Spirit Halloween falsely promoted a Magnus Halloween parade.
Yeah.
Which is a parade they'd been doing until COVID, and then they did it again last year, but they didn't have one planned for this year. Well, all these people showed up in costume waiting to march in this giant parade. And, yeah, joke was on them. It was like thousands of people came to parade, and there was no parade. So, those wacky Pakistanis. Pranks. Pakistani prank.
I love it. People choking up to go to a parade anyway.
I guess if you're gonna use the just at least make it like, you know, good gag, I guess. Anyway. Anything else we got? Not much in the animal world, a lot of bears.
Bears.
The lot of bears right now, they're trying to put on some pounds. They're trying to get calories. They're eating machines right now.
Uh-huh.
They're about ready to
hibernate.
Yeah. And live off their fat. Here's one. This is kind of funny. A security camera catches a bear rolling a trash can like a human. You know, those rolling trash cans. I got those. Take them out to the curb. He's rolling the thing down a thing and finally pushes it over and then eats the garbage. Yay. And they got a Temu ad on this website. They got an end table I really like. Good. But I digress. A burglar bear destroys a pickup truck from the inside out. That was good. It's a lady in Montana. She had the car locked. Well, she didn't lock the car. That was her problem. She had the windows rolled and everything. But the bears know how to open the doors now.
Yeah.
You know, they're not stupid. So, you're going to lock that puppy up. Even then, they might break the window and come in, so. Hard to.
Well, don't leave the key, Mr. Sunita. They could probably drive those motherfuckers. You know, see a bear driving away your car.
Apachik said, I said he moved the exact second she was typing it into her search bar. I think they won $130 for that end table. I don't know, man. It's pretty, though. Go well in my living room. Ah, I think I need to get a new lamp, too. Start looking for a lamp.
There you go.
And, you know.
Were you stubbing your toe a little too often?
Well, my old lamp is like an old guy made it on a lathe out of a bowling pin and wired it back in the 40s.
Okay.
I'm thinking like the wiring's probably not too keen on it. But it has three bulbs on it. You got three bulbs. Puts out a lot
you
of light.
You gotta get a movie camera and walk us through your house, man. You gotta see this museum of yours.
It's not as impressive as it's not as fun as it sounds. It's not all fun and games. Once you get past the Nutty Mad collection and a little painted portrait of James Arness. And I have a publicity shot of Phil Silver speaking of Mad Mad World from a TV appearance.
Okay.
Yeah, Phil. That's why Oak asked if I'd seen the Sergeant Bilko movie, and no, I have not seen the Sergeant Bilko movie.
I've seen it a long time ago. Of course, you're not missing anything.
Sacrilege. Who was that, Kelsey Grammer as Bilko?
No, Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, oh, jeez.
Man. Then he did Clouseau. What the hell?
Yeah, he did Clouseau, too, man.
That's a sellout.
No, do the jerk again.
Yeah, he's not the Steve Martin he was in the 70s.
Nah, and I mean, there's one Phil Silvers, that's it. They broke the mold, man. How are ya? You know? He was the man. Anyhow. Yep, that's right. Guinness World Records, a collection of 1,308 pieces of Selena memorabilia. That's the world record. Texas man.
A Texas guy?
Yeah. And she was, if you recall, it was like, oh my God, like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
She was the hot new thing, you know, the young singing star, and her... I guess her handler, this lady that helped her out, did all kind of stuff for her. Like went doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo and killed her. Shot her. Dead. Dead or
shot
dead.
Shot her dead.
Shot her dead.
Okay, I remember this now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She shot a celebrity just to watch her die. No, she was mad, jealous and weird and had, you know, got possessive of the celebrity and lost her nut. Anyway. That's a sad story.
And Selena tried to fire her.
Yeah. I think that was, yeah, she probably fired, yeah. That is a sad story. She seemed like a sweet kid. Anyway.
Yeah.
He's got the most junk of hers. Congratulations. A California man prepares pineapple in record-breaking time. That could come in handy.
Yeah, that's not easy to do, right?
My ties.
I imagine.
Yeah. Just 10 seconds shy. It's 10 seconds faster than the previous record. Woo! 17.85 seconds. Chops all the shit off, peels the pineapple in 17.85 seconds. Well done.
Yeah.
Good for him. I just like pineapple juice. Oh, GT's taking off. Have a good one, buddy.
Hey, GTO.
Godspeed, GTO. A Kentucky Transit Group's giant thumbtack is the world's largest. Giant thumbtack.
How can it be called a thumbtack, then?
You'd have to have pretty big paws, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
It's 21 feet, 7 inches tall. It's in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Well, they got some big lugs down there in Kentucky, I guess. Tim, what the hell? What for?
Exactly.
Weighs in at 3,000 pounds, measured 21 feet, 7 inches tall. What the? Get away from me. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Exactly.
Well, okay, not the dumbest thing. Filleting the microphone was probably the dumbest thing. An Oregon man paddles a pumpkin 45.67 miles. I know you have to remember this because I remembered it. It was like 2 years ago. Another guy set that record. So this is a new guy because I looked it up. Anyway, this is a new guy from Oregon. He hauled out his prized 1,200-pound pumpkin and plunged into the Washington River for a record-breaking 45.67-mile paddling journey.
Inside of a pumpkin.
Jeez, I know. Yeah, yeah. So slimy and shit, man. Yuck. I would not want to ride for 46 miles in a pumpkin.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
There's that end table again. It looks really nice.
You should get that end table. You
should get
that end table. And check out lamps.
All right. Yeah, Gope remembers it. Man, I don't know why that stuck in my mind, that guy in the pumpkin.
Well, that's why. Sitting in fucking slime.
Sitting in a fucking pumpkin. All right. Now, this was wild. A Romanian pianist hits a piano key 500 times in 30 seconds. Nutsy Fagan, man.
Okay, yeah.
He's hitting the top key on a thing. Like that. It's amazing, man.
Holy
sounds like
shit.
Like a, what do you call, jackhammer.
Oh, okay.
See if I can get the sound up here. Excuse me. Here it is. Like a jackhammer over here.
Exactly.
So, congratulations to Thurzo Zoltan. Famous pianist. No offense. Did you see the one where Uncle Bobo tried to fillet the pianist? He thought it was Honor Palmer.
Yeah, Honor Palmer's, yeah. Oh, God.
Hey, Gevalt. It's hopefully it'll soon be over. All right. An England mall attempts ghostly world record for Halloween. Now, I never got the closure on this, though. I shouldn't have even brought it up. They wanted to break the world record for having people dressed up as ghosts, but they didn't have a... They didn't say if they actually did it. Current record is 1,024 people. They tried a couple years ago, and only like 204 people showed up.
Slackers.
Yeah, hopefully this year they did better. We'll see. Maybe next week. All right, and finally, an Idaho man put his color-coding skills to the test. He broke a record by sorting 17.6 ounces of peanut M&Ms by color in 57.78 seconds.
Holy
he holds the most concurrent Guinness World titles at the moment, David Rush. He'd previously set the peanut M&M sorting record at 1 minute and 14 seconds. His title was taken later by someone else who managed the task 2 seconds faster. So, of course, he's, again, breaking his own records, which is getting repetitive.
I can't believe these records.
But I really do like peanut M&Ms.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm going to eat an M&M, it's going to be a peanut M&M. If I'm going to buy candy, it'll probably be peanut M&M. So I'm going to give him a thumbs up on this one, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because peanut M&Ms.
Exactly. I might buy a few bags of them now to discount it.
Let's get some fucking let's do that tomorrow. Let's vote and get some motherfucking peanut M&Ms.
I'm definitely. And I'm going to look into that space food stick, too. See if there's
Yeah. They'd probably be moldy by now.
Uh-huh.
Never knew. The almond ones are good too, Hope says, but peanut M&M's, man. Peanut M&M's.
Exactly.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
You can tell by the way I use my walk on the woman's manual tiny talk. Music light is winning warm and keeping round since I was born. Yeah, it's alright, it's okay. You can look the other way. You can try to understand. Do your kinds of that domain. Well, you better wear the mother. Staying alive, staying alive.
Like a pastifazul at some more.
Smells like ass.
Yeah, it does. It sure as fuck does. All right, man.
A good improvement on a bad song.
Oh, you got that right.
Cover.
I was never a fan of the, what do you call it?
Disco movement.
Oh, we didn't. We missed this story on the news here. Commuters on a busy Massachusetts road faced a stinky situation Monday morning. Yeah. Two portable toilets fell off the back of a truck. The truck didn't, they left the scene, they didn't know they, you know, they didn't realize, and they came back 20 minutes later to collect its smelly cargo. The same, a similar situation happened to me many moons ago. I was driving on 70 through downtown, and I came to this underpass, and I didn't see what was going on under the underpass. I drove through a river of shit. In this little, what the fuck was that? A Chevy, little teeny, you know, subcompact car. And it turned out that a truck that goes around emptying out the porta potties leaked on the road right there, like, you know, several minutes before I got there. And I went right through this shit, man. It was disgusting. I got home. I'm like with the hose. I'm hosing shit off my car. Oh, man.
It's horrible.
And then I ended up doing, I did an editorial cartoon on it that week for the paper. I was back when I was working for the paper. Man, that was like
zero out of it.
Yeah, I was. Oh, it was like another, you know, 15 minutes till home after I hit it, you know. And it's just like, my God. Well, car smelled like a porta potty. A overused porta potty, man.
Nasty.
And that was a million fucking years ago. Holy shit. Back in the 90s. The 90s are a million years ago, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
How did that happen, man? Shit. Fuck the fucking 80s, man. Forget that. That's historic. Crazy.
Holy shit.
Getting old, man. Getting old. We don't deserve. You know what we deserve? We deserve Kamala Harris for president.
Yes, we do. We earned it.
We earned that shit, man.
Uh-huh.
We put up with this fucking Bobo for goddamn near a decade.
Oh, Christ.
Get him the fuck out of here. Please, America. Don't let me down.
Yeah. This is some scary shit.
We making any bets on it this year? Because you still owe me a buck from 16.
Uh-huh. I was convinced that both parties were in cahoots.
I kind of thought they were in cahoots too, man.
They always have the lesser of two evils, and they wanted Hillary in, so who they could get to, you know, to be worse than her.
Yeah.
So I thought it was all a stage act, man.
We were listening to a lot of bullshit back then, too, dude. We were believing a lot of bull crap. You know?
At least now I know they're not in cahoots.
They're not.
Their body is just horrible, man.
God, I mean, I'm going to go vote the same way Dick Cheney's voting tomorrow.
I know.
I'm voting the same as Dick fucking Cheney. That's how bad they've gotten, man. Wow. Jeez. I mean, you can't get more right-wing than Dick fucking Cheney.
And look, even he doesn't want Bobo.
Jeez, he knows better. Fucking, and his daughter, who I have a weird attraction to, I don't want to explain that, I don't know. I think, that's probably twisted, I think, deep down. But she's cool as fuck, man. I mean, for now, until she gets back in office. But I mean, her and that Kinzinger guy from the Republican side, they did that whole trial thing, which went on a couple summers ago. I don't know if you watched any of that.
Not at all.
Six hearings.
Nope.
The guy should be in jail, man. That's it.
Exactly.
And the thing is, if he loses, he's probably going to jail.
Yeah.
Oh,
Again, I doubt it, but boy, that would be nice.
Well, he ain't going to do hard time.
Yeah.
Probably confinement at one of his golf courses or something. I think the worst that can happen to him is he ends up like on an Air Force base somewhere in seclusion. Because they can't put him in a prison population, obviously. Although that
works. Even that'll work for me. Just get him out of the picture.
You know. Be fun to see Bobo drop the soap. I'll tell you that. Well, speaking of which, we got a yodel.
A yodel.
So in honor of the election tomorrow, where is the yodel? Yeah, there it is. In honor of the election tomorrow, we're all now since DT left, we're all rooting for Kamala Harris. Kamala, Mamala. Let's yodel together.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
Every time!
Friend named Scrambling Don, he tried to pull off an electoral con. He thought he was the smartest guy around. He was a megalomaniac and got indicted by a guy named Jack. They've got him under federal lockdown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him, have some sense. You can't send them out to hang Mike Pence. He's in the jailhouse now.
Oh, MAGA, ole, oh, he. Oh, MAGA, ole, ole. MAGA, ole.
Don made a call to Georgia to find an election forger, but Raffensperger wouldn't even sway. He said in his southern drawl, "We're recording your perfect call, and Fonny says it will put you away." He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, they told him many times he'll be on the hook for those RICO crimes. He's in the jailhouse now.
Oh, MAGA, ole, ole. Oh, MAGA, ole, ole. MAGA, ole, MAGA, ole, MAGA, ole.
That was rather humorous.
That's our Hitler!
You get that right, Jack. Uh-huh. You go, Vault. Go away. He says he's never read Mein Kampf. He says it like that. Mein Kampf.
Old Daffy Duckish.
The Berg... Remember F Troop?
Yeah, I love that show.
Burglar from Banff.
Yep.
That was like my favorite show when I was a little kid, man.
I loved it, man. I thought Larry Storch is the funniest man in the world.
Oh, Larry Storch. Ken Berry. Yeah,
when I got older, it was Ken Berry. Ken Berry really made that show. Comedy.
What a physical comic.
Uh-huh.
He's a regular Buster Keaton over there, man.
Uh-huh.
Great. And then he did Mama's Family. Oh, dole.
It's a shame.
Man. The most unfunny sitcom comedy ever. Oh, my God. Your main character.
They should never make skits into comedy shows or movies.
The main character is this foul woman.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be around ever.
Yeah.
This lame bunch of family. Oh, jeez. I don't know, man. Never did it for me as a skit. Never did it for me as a...
I kind of like the skits, though.
I found it depressing. It was just too screamy and loud. I mean, Carol Burnett just screamed every line. Harvey Korman was kind of wasted in it. I don't think Carol Burnett's show holds up. I don't think any of the Gilligan's Island or Brady Bunch crap holds up.
No, I tried watching Carol too, man. It was not as good as what it was when I was younger.
I mean, there wasn't anything else on, man. It was
exactly
sketch comedy and cool shit like that at the time. And then Saturday Night came along, and then you're like watching Carol Burnett going, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, exactly.
So, anyway, no offense. Love Carol. Tim and all the gang. Lyle Waggoner. You can say Lyle Waggoner now.
Yeah.
Yeah. shoot. Well, let's see. What else we got, man? What's coming up in the future? Oh, yeah, tomorrow's Election Day. Everybody go out. If you haven't already voted, vote. And vote often, man. If you can get away with it.
Whatever,
as long as you vote for the good guys.
Yeah.
We got a big thing. We got all the Supreme Court guys up for grabs. And, women's health rights came up, I guess, last year, the year before.
Yeah.
Issue one, and it passed overwhelmingly. Keep everything legal for women. And the Supreme Court could overturn that. Ohio Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So we got to vote these fucks out, man.
Uh-huh.
I knew the whole abortion issue, and it shouldn't even be the abortion issue.
No, because we solved that back, in the late 70s, didn't we?
Well, I mean, nobody is in favor of elective abortions, really.
Yeah.
If it's not a health concern, you know? That's kind of it should be a last, it's not pretty and nobody's in favor of it, but you can't cut shit off. You can't cut access to health care off like that because people die as a result. So anyway, yeah, we're cool, but the Supreme Court can turn up, so we got to vote for the good guys on the Supreme Court. It's crazy, man.
That it is.
But I said years ago, what happens when the dog catches the car, right? Huh?
Yeah. Doesn't know what to do.
I mean, they've been using this as a wedge issue for forever, and they finally overturned Roe v. Wade, and now they're like getting fucked left and right. They're not winning; they're losing every election.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can't take away people's rights. And think you're going to get away with it. It ain't happening.
These commercials are showing Bobo saying that he's not against abortion.
Oh, God. Right.
And he overturned Roe v. Wade. I mean, what are we supposed to forget about that?
There's never been. There's never been a bigger liar ever in this world than that guy.
That's what I'm saying. He's not only a con man, but he's a lousy con man. And people are falling for it.
That's the thing. It's sad that people fall for this.
Yeah.
But they, you know, what helped was that stupid TV show. Oh, he's a self-made millionaire. He's the greatest guy in the world. Was he on the hoof? Well, you know
what? Really helped, though, is all the podcasts and all these Fox News and all that bullshit that people were listening to. The Republican noise machine.
Who knows where the line of people who believe it, what they're saying is true, or people that realize it's bullshit. Who knows? Natty Light.
Whatever.
Sticking to the natties, kids.
There you
An
go.
Old man, I can't drink anymore. Yeah. Probably give up
bye
beer.
Bye-bye bourbon. Bye-bye scotch.
Jesus. I got a whole wall of scotch, man. I don't have any interest in drinking it at all, man. Sucks. All right. Well, thanks for coming, everybody.
Over though, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll have a whack
okay.
once. Alrighty. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you, Possum.
Thank you, Sir Gumby, for your jovial wit.
You, super host.
I shall say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And we're in it too soon, so energize! It should be fun.
Wait a minute. You know my baby, she won't let me in. I've got a few pennies. I'm gonna buy myself a bottle of gin, and then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say, listen, you know I work so hard all day long. Everything I try to do seems to always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home and say, now let me tell you one more thing. Ain't no harm to have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm to take a little nip, but don't you fall down. What's your lip? No, no. I think everybody ought to come on and go with me.
So long, suckers.
Oh,
not bad, not bad. Little
on the nosy.
Tommy. Okay.
At least according to my calculations here.
Cool.
All righty. I was looking that up to see maybe if that was Quincy Jones produced, but not so much. But yeah, man, let's get a Quincy show together next week.
Yeah.
It'd be badass, man.
Early Quincy. I used to have one of his CDs that I loved, something about a jukebox.
He's the fucking greatest, man. Musical fucking genius, man.
Yep.
And he was doing Julie from the Mod Squad. Boom! Living the life.
What was her name? Peggy what?
Peggy Lipton.
Lipton, yeah, there you go.
She was a skinny little slice of goodies.
Uh-huh.
Had that look in her eye like, I don't give a shit. You know?
Uh-huh.
Always looked like, yeah, you know, I could be somewhere else.
Got me to tune in every week.
Kind of sassy. Of the Mod Squad. All right, man. Well, do it again next week, I reckon, if we're still here.
Sounds good. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully we'll be happy.
Man. I mean, it could be... We could be in for a really wild ride, dude.
Uh-huh.
These people are not fucking normal.
This Project 2025.
You know. I'm sort of glad a lot of this shit came along because I snapped out of it. I was believing a lot of dumb shit. And I was being misled. And, you know, everything's not a wacky conspiracy, man.
Yeah.
You know. Sometimes,
what.
You know. Sometimes a thing is a thing. It's that thing. I'm going to say a rock is a rock. There you go. Sometime it could be Iran, I guess, but no, never mind.
You got that right.
Well, have a good week, my friend.
You too.
And remember, Quincy Jones week, man. Quincy Jones.
Yep. Everyone vote blue.
Vote blue. Oy. Okay, where is it? All right.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Stay tuned for some exciting scenes from our next week's episode.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.